Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
What MacGyver moment can you share with us when you've used something as a tool for another use?
I'm still wondering about this, right? Maybe back in the day, it used to work in old cars. But I want to find out if there are people still using pantyhoses and stockings to replace as a temporary fan belt.
As a fan belt.
The Oswalkos.
Yeah, the Os.
Yes.
Net so. Ek verstaan daai woord. Yeah, so I... Because that was a MacGyver move.
It was a MacGyver move. Yeah.
Because I don't have any MacGyver moves. I call people to come and do DIY.
I'm actually thinking maybe we should try that at home because our car's got a fan belt that squeaks because it's wet, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to ask my wife if we can't. And then I can get back to you tomorrow on that. We
could try test it out.
Try that out. Yeah. Good morning, Tamsin.
Good morning, guys. I'm going to tell you to use Brightongs to get things from higher shelves or cupboards in your house. I have a set especially for that.
And have you seen what's the Donkey Kong, the long tong donkey? Well, I don't know what the brand, doesn't matter. But those super long ones, yeah. You need to get your hands on one of those.
With wood on the bottom. Yes, my dad's got a pair of those. But yeah, no, it's really handy, you know, because chairs are actually quite dangerous. I've broken my arm coming off a chair before, so Brightongs it is.
The eyes of Ricky Schroeder have just lit up because I know that the Brightongs in a case like this is especially helpful for short people.
Short king, bruh. Short king.
And queen.
Hey, short people are just perfect. We didn't take as long to grow like the other people.
That's right. You know, success actually reminded me of one that I implemented last weekend. Use your hairdryer as an iron.
Yeah.
Was traveling, took the shirts out. Sure. And by the way, I must tell you, arrived in Durban, opened the suitcase. Everything inside the suitcase was ice cold from having packed and leaving here.
Cape Town.
And it was a bit wrinkled, the collar. And I thought, what am I going to do? Yeah. I could phone down for an iron.
Yeah.
But then you run the risk that maybe the iron's dirty or it's a lot of labor. Mm-hmm. I looked at the hairdryer. The hairdryer looked at me. I went, it's on you. Interesting thing about hairdryers in hotel rooms, though, they cut out after you've used them for over 2 minutes on one section of your shirt. Just, I thought I'd broken it. I was panicking. I was checking all the plugs. No, they're all working. That was fine. Okay. So, Kate, what is the thing that you use? Give us a tip.
I actually have curly hair, but I don't know. The curl, you know, it got a little bit of a and I don't have a diffuser. I don't know what I did with the thing. It was a long time ago. So I'm just at the stage where I straighten my hair. And my one colleague said, you know what? You can actually use a flower sieve. And I'm like, what? She says, wet your hair, put your product in or whatever. And then you like twirl your hair into the flower sieve and you blow dry the outside.
Wow.
And it's working. Yes. Yes, it's awesome. I've got this random sieve in my room, but that's something else. Is this a certain angle? I'm not even sure.
Wow.
Dit is nogals interessant. Ek kan nou myself insien dit probeer doen om 'n afro 'n bietjie te kry. Dink jy dit gaan werk?
Ja, dink so. No, so that's really, I must say it's actually a tip that works and I'm using it. Yeah, I'm using it from now on. Okay.
So, we were chatting a little earlier on, Success mentioned, has anybody or is anybody still using stockings for a fan belt? I believe you might have an answer for us.
Yeah, no, it was in my university days. I used to own a fuller and it was a nightmare because I used to travel from Sea Point to Hansby and every time I eat the lorry stopped, the fan belt used to go screaming, and I used to get out and just take the stockings off and just put it around and use it as a fan belt. And I actually had a very few awkward moments if I had boyfriends.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, because when I opened the boot, it was always full of stockings, and I always thought, oh, what the hell?
Is there something she's not telling us?
Yeah, she's got a side project here. Okay, Lynn. So, and the car, I imagine it was probably a chori at that stage?
Yes, it was. It's very fond memories. I actually miss it now.
Okay.
Now my car that I got now is actually working these days.
Fantastic stuff. I'm glad to hear that.
Busy working on a house when my phone fell into the swimming pool. So I pulled it out quickly, and because it's an empty house, I didn't have too many options.
Mm.
So I set the oven on low, felt it to check that it's nice and warm, but not too hot.
Yo.
And put my cell phone on one of those baking pans with the top of it. And within an hour, my phone was back on the map and healthy.
What?
Oh. Oven roasted. Hey,
I've got so many questions.
Start with one.
Okay, a cell phone in an oven.
Yes.
How did you not even cause an explosion?
Yes, yes. That would have been mine as well. Yes.
No, it's on a low temperature. I wasn't cooking the thing. I was just nice and warm.
Okay. So like a warming
and then
drawer
you leave
heat.
The door a little bit open so that whatever moisture can come out of it.
Yeah.
And it was working perfectly afterwards?
100%.
Can I ask what kind of phone this was?
Only the best Samsung.
Hey! Oh, yeah! Here we go.
I thought it was the cat phones. Those like.
Oh, no, I got a cat phone, but gee, that thing's. I don't know, they should just stick to making quick safety booter. In the morning, Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.